been over in Brussels now for almost 18 years and came over with one of the big multinationals. So I run a business called Wondrous Wanders, which is something that's still in startup phase. And what I do, I'm very non-tech compared to everybody so far and not into the venture capital scene yet. I run walks and events in Brussels, and the goal is to get outside of Brussels as well, to storytelling walks of discovery, to help people experience Brussels and Belgium in a different way so that they see the city differently and through new eyes and really perceive it in a different way. We have an interesting situation here because it's, of course, Belgians, but there are 250,000 expats living in Brussels as well. So it's a very mixed group of people here. And a lot of people fall in love with the city like I have, but there's also a lot of people who kind of feel like they were sent here and it's almost a sort of punishment, and they don't enjoy it, and they don't see the positive side of the opportunity they actually have. So what I'm trying to do is show people the hidden gems, the wonderful things that walking past them you would have no clue what they are, but there's stories. So I'm really, it's just my personal passion to have looked up all these things and found the stories. So I take my focus is on the B2B side. So I work with companies to do corporate entertaining walks, or it might be team buildings. Can also work for relocation and recruitment to help people see the city and feel comfortable in it. And of course, I always also work with individuals and groups. But it's really for me about building relationships and having a small intimate group. And at the end, there is nothing better for me than somebody saying, you've shown me things I didn't know, and maybe I've lived here for 15 years, maybe I'm actually Belgian, and more than that, I actually learned something about myself, because I sort of throw in self-development angle to the whole thing as well.
Awesome. I love it. Wonderful. Are you getting much support from, you know, government agencies and things of that nature? Because it seems like you're really doing a lot to promote Brussels.
I have actually had a meeting with the CEO of the tourism office, which was great. He took 45 minutes out of his day to sit down with me, and that was really wonderful. But I think the challenge here is, like the society itself, everything is fragmented. It's a very complex political situation, because you have three regions, in fact, and three language communities. So we actually have six governments, and it means that everything is very fragmented and it's not so easy to find out about things. So what I did right from the beginning was to talk to somebody who has started up several businesses herself and now runs a business helping others who start up in Belgium, and, you know, talk to her about some of the funding that might be available, for example, but also learn that sometimes the time it takes to do the forms and get them translated, it isn't going to be worth the money that you might get. So it's a bit of a challenge that way.
Okay, you brought up a really good point, Wendy, which is, you know, climate has to do with a lot of things in regards to just overall support and kind of the movement of entrepreneurship. But one thing we haven't talked about yet, which you really touched on, and I'm sure this is the case in some of the other countries that we've chatted with so far, is it's not always easy. I know I was just recently in Greece and we had a conversation around, you know, is it easy to become an entrepreneur in Greece? And the answer is no. I mean, there's so many forms and so much money and, you know, the government doesn't make it easy, so to speak. So how do you feel, you know, you mentioned the forms and things of that nature. Is it quite expensive to start a business there? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it is quite expensive in the sense that if you declare yourself as an independent or a freelancer, you immediately, the minute you go and get your tax number and register your business, you start paying some fairly hefty quarterly social security costs. So what I've actually done is to work through a government agency, a government subsidized agency, who does the actual invoicing for me, Now, they, of course, they take a percentage off the top of everything I earn, but it means that it's a little less complex for me than other people, and I'm not worrying about covering social costs out of money I'm not making. It's coming off the money I am making.
Got it. Good. Okay.
I think also, too, that I think there's quite a significant difference within the three regions. So in Brussels, which is its own region, versus the north, which is Flanders, and the south, Wallonia, tends to be a little bit more focus, I think, in the north, in Flanders, towards entrepreneurship. But still, I would say the majority of startups are tech. And so I haven't found my own niche, for example, in really finding the right group to be a part of yet, because there's a very high majority of tech companies. And I tend to associate more with women who are running sort of wellness and coaching type of businesses.
Okay. Good distinction to make. Absolutely. So on that thread, tech specifically, are you seeing other like co-working spaces or incubators? Are they all focused on that technology segment? Do you have much of that there?
I would say that the majority of them are focused on tech. I've gone to several meetings and they're interesting, but they really are, when they say startup, they usually mean tech. So there are, though, a lot of co-working spaces. There are actually a lot have opened up in the last couple of years. And I think there it's just a case of finding one that does what you want. There are some that I would say are sort of closer to the Hera Hub model that have people who come in and do different talks and coaching and different things. The one I go to is doesn't have those kind of things, but has a really nice atmosphere and is run by a woman. It's her own business, and she does meeting spaces and also has the co-working space. So there's a fair choice of places at quite a range of prices and fairly expensive too.
Okay, good to know. Well, Wendy, what can we do as women to support each other globally?
I think for me personally, because I tend to associate myself more with the touchy-feely businesses, I think it's really important to create forums for women of all types to mix, and so that I understand a bit more about the more tech side or the more complex businesses perhaps, and that they get to know the other types of businesses. For me, it's been critical. I actually, after talking to Julia yesterday, she used the word light bulb moment in our conversation, and I sat down and identified today four critical things that got me to where I am now in the business that I have and the way I do it and run it, that were light bulb moments that were brought to being because of four different entrepreneurial women that I spoke to at different stages who are outside my business but looked at it and said, well, what about, you know, what if? And it has totally changed the ideas. They're ideas that I just wouldn't have had on my own.
That is awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I really, really appreciate it. And I love your comments about just the different types of startups that were, you know, a lot of the entrepreneurial movement is focused on the tech, the scale, you know, this, you know, angel venture, you know, pivot, all the words you hear 1,000 times a day. So I love that you're building something that is important in serving a market and also really serving your city and your country too, getting people engaged and where they are and what they have.
Yeah, it's my vision to make people fall a little bit in love with Brussels and Belgium.
Awesome.